satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy.
Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild. It's episode 651, recorded on Monday, July 20th, 2026, where it's 91 degrees and sunny in Chubbland. And you have two big high tea chubs just roaring to do high tea things. Isn't that true?
No, actually, I'm low tea.
You're low tea?
Yeah.
Oh my stars, you should join the army. They're giving it away for free. All right. Well, it's 49 degrees. It's 49 days until Labor Day. It is 103 days until Halloween. And it is 158 days until Christmas. And I see that the Halloween decorations are already in the stores. So that yep. means that Labor Day is coming up. Woohoo!
Yeah, they were in the stores back in June.
Yeah, well, maybe the ones you went to. So, then we have Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life of Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Big Steve, Kingsley, Gabby Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/madbrillingame to find out how you can be part of our fam for as little as a dollar a month. All right, let's take a moment, center ourselves after a harrowed morning, and focus on our affirmation. My worth is not determined by my productivity, popularity, or perfection. It's so true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now that Tom is reflecting on that, let us move into learning about the historical events that happened today. Starting in 1810, when Colombia declared its independence from Spain. That's something I really needed to know. Although, congratulations to Spain for being the FIFA Cup winners and learning how to edit certain people out of pictures when they pop themselves into the middle of it, if you know what I mean. In 1881, Lakota leader Sitting Bull surrenders to the U.S. Army after years in exile following the Battle of Little Bighorn. Then we have 1903, Ford Motor Company ships the first automobile. Its first automobile. In 1917, the U.S. conducts the first World War I draft lottery. In 1948, President Harry S. Truman institutes the first peacetime military draft. In 1968, the first Special Olympics are held in Chicago, Illinois. Then we have 1969, Apollo 11 lands on the moon. 1976, NASA's Viking 1 becomes the first American spacecraft to successfully land on Mars. And that's why Matt Damon ended up there. Then we have, finally, in 2012, a mass shooting during the midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises in Aurora, Colorado, killed 12 people and injured dozens. So I remember that. That was a Fucking horrible event. All right. Celebrity birthdays on today, this day, 1919, Sir Edmund Hillary, the New Zealand mountaineer who first climbed the summit to Mount Everest. In 1938, Natalie Wood, the American actress, was born. And then in 1947, Carlos Santana, the Grammy-winning Hall of Famer. And then in 1971, Sandra Oh, Academy Award winner for Grey's Anatomy and Killing Eve.
That's not Academy, that's Emmy.
What, Emmy? Okay, it says Emmy. And then we have celebrity deaths. Pancho Villa in 1923, the Mexican revolutionary leader. And then we have 1973. Bruce Lee, the martial artist, actor, and cultural icon, died. He was only, I think, 32, 36, something like that. All right. Well, that's a lot of history. So now that we've celebrated history, we have to see if we celebrate any holidays. Are you ready for this? I can't believe this. Here we go. I'm sure we've done at least three. Global Hug Your Kids Day. Did you hug your kids today? No, Bueller? Okay, I guess not. International Chess Day. Did you play any chess today? No? Alrighty then. Moon Day. Did you moon? Apparently not. Okay, Nap Day. Did you take a nap?
I will be.
Okay. Me too. So we both celebrated that day. Woohoo!
No, we haven't.
We
We're
will
going to
be.
celebrate.
So obstinate. All right. National Fortune Cookie Day.
No.
Yeah, no. Although I did write a book called The Fortune Cookie, so if I read that later, maybe I could celebrate that. National Get Out of the Doghouse Day.
Never end.
Well, that's something that's good. National Lollipop Day. Do you like lollipops?
Not really. I mean,
Yeah.
unless they got THC, I guess I would, but.
Yeah, they've never been my thing either. Space exploration. Nope.
Do you know how to get to how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Oh, that was always just the answer, but I always bit into it.
It's 1, 2, 3,
Three.
crunch.
Yes. That little owl.
Yeah.
So cute. Ugly Truck Contest Day.
Who cares?
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. World Jump Day. Did you jump today? I don't jump. It would hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, those are some lame ass holidays for today. Let's throw in just a couple multi week events. It's Plastic Free July. Yeah, no.
Wait, what?
Plastic Free July, where I guess you go through the entire month not using anything that's plastic.
Good
How can
luck
you do
on
that in
that.
America, right?
Yeah, fuck that.
National Watermelon Month.
I had watermelon today.
Ooh, I had a watermelon icy because that's all they had, and I'm not gonna get one again.
Yeah, that's the for some reason I remember I had a watermelon margarita and it didn't taste like anything. It
Yeah,
tastes like tequila.
it's yeah.
Watermelons, you know, it's watermelons kind of like avocados, you know, and sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not.
Yeah, I think watermelon is good as watermelon, and that's about it.
But it's not, you can't guarantee a good taste though.
Yeah. It's now it's Lasagna Awareness Month. I am aware of it. I love it. When's the last time you had it?
It's been a while because I only eat my own.
Yeah. And also it is National Baked Bean Month. When's the last time you had a baked bean?
I don't eat baked beans.
I think I had some about a month ago, maybe.
Now, I did have some refried beans, but that's not the same thing.
That's true. You get them right in the first place. Oh, it's also International Year of the Woman Farmer. And while we may not participate, obviously, I certainly think that's a wonderful thing. Women farmers are fucking awesome.
Okay, good for you. You get a sticker. You've done
You don't like
your
women
duty today.
farmers,
No,
is
they're bullshit.
Wow.
No. I don't care if
Are
there's
you going to
women
blame the
farmers
whole
or
lettuce
not.
thing on
I just
them?
don't feel like I need to raise my fist to the air and go, "Yay, women farmers!"
Well, why not?
Why?
Why not? Okay.
Oh,
Let's celebrate
because
some
I'm not
birthdays.
trying to please a group of people that I don't even come in contact with like you always are. So.
Oh, so I celebrate diversity and that makes me a bad person. I've heard that before. That's an ongoing mantra.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday to Jason, to Todd,
Wait, you're on birthdays? Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
to Don, author V.E. Force Foster. We have Brian, Jared, John. We have Bear. Happy birthday to Bear. Elisa, Mitchell, Molly. We have Dana, Sebastian, one of our favorite actors from back in the day, Mr. Ben. And then we have Chase and one of our local celebrity photographers, Ms. Joe Tierney, who we absolutely adore. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That was birthdays. Those are some great birthdays. All right, so how about your tub hugs?
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know.
What do you not know?
I send my chub hugs out to women farmers who are often disparaged.
Well, especially by fat guys with gray hair. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have described it that way, but okay.
Okay. No, mine. You already spoiled mine, so I can't even do mine.
Oh, I didn't send a chub hug out though.
Yeah.
I think
Well,
that's a great chub hug. You should do it anyway.
okay. My chub hug goes out to Spain, who wasn't able to take an immediate picture and send it to all their friends. They had to wait for someone to cut that big fat piece of shit out of there, which I mean is easy to do with today's technology. That's fine. But you take the big picture. And then you want to send it to your mom and your dad and all your friends. And look, we won the FIFA Cup. And then they had to wait for however long it was, as Australia did say, well, they'll cut him out of the picture. And get the fuck off the field, you fat piece of shit.
So here's a big orange racist who goes into the middle of once again a big thing to stand in the middle of it when he's standing in a field of a bunch of people that if they were not there to play the game, they would be deported,
And
they would
sent to
be
somewhere in
killed,
Africa,
they would be
probably.
shot in their cars. Then of course all the shit that he said about Spain, simply because Spain said, no, we're not playing your game. So yeah, wow. What a bunch of fuckery that is. Anyway, but we wish them all well. And congratulations, Spain. All right. Well, let's move on to what's in your feed bag.
Well, now
Where?
you did hear that he was rooting for Argentina.
Well, yeah, you already gave him millions of dollars.
Well, no. It just goes to prove that every time Trump gets involved, the team he's wanting to
Wow.
win loses. It happened. The
That's
Knicks were
actually
on
not
like a
wrong.
16 game winning spree until he shows up and they lose. So.
That isn't that what happened with the baseball game, the basketball game, basketball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The basketball game. That's the Knicks.
Okay, well, whoever the fuck he was that he went to. So, yeah. Anyway, well, So, as I was saying, Timothy says on YouTube, "I love these bold, beautiful men." And he's talking about us. All right. Thank you, Timothy. Appreciate it. And we appreciate everybody who comments on YouTube. And then Mr. Moose wrote in and said, "I got a song for you to hear by Theory of a Dead Man. It's called I Hate My Life. Be sure to listen to the explicit version. Some days I can relate." So we both listened to it. And yeah, some days I can relate.
Well, I don't really do that. Well, maybe on Mondays, but other than that,
Well, that
yeah.
makes sense. Yeah, like I said, some days I can have some moments like that, but overall, thankfully, but I think that's how it goes for all of us.
But
It was a good song.
it was a fun video.
Yes. Yeah.
I love the fact that he holds up the girl's lingerie, and she's like, "Get that to me, you perv."
It was definitely a well done video for sure.
Well, I mean, considering how many people they were orchestrating, I mean, that's yeah. And it was all one shot, wasn't it? I'm
I
pretty
was
sure.
actually just wondering that. I'm not sh I don't think so,
I think
but
that
it seemed kind of like it.
the beginning was, I think, up until they had, like 400 people there.
Right.
I think up until like when he's walking around through the emptier streets, I think. Yeah. So, which is really difficult. And that, yeah, it's just trying to get, I've got nine cats and I can't get them to eat all at the same time. So trying to get, human beings who are pain in the ass, Yeah, so, well, yeah. But it was fun.
Okay, so now we have some very sad
Oh,
celebrity
shit.
deaths and one that is still pending. I just think that is so fucking stupid. I really, what are they getting out of it? I mean, and it's not
Well,
even like holding up votes or anything. It's just
oh,
what
no, it is.
fucking
Well,
getting
no.
out of it.
What happens is, as long as he is not dead, Brashears can't put somebody in his place.
All right, but
And so, but what he could do is he could put a Democrat in there until November when the election happens.
however,
So the smart thing to do would be to put the Democrat who's was running for the office in there. And so when he'll be like an incumbent and more likely to win come November. And they know that.
But in the meantime, there's still just no Republican vote in that spot, so we're still less one Republican.
Well,
It would just be nice if we had a plus one Democrat.
I'm hoping Lindsey Graham's sister is really, liberal, and they didn't realize it.
See, that is such
It's
fucking
bullshit. It's
bullshit.
bullshit. I mean, it's one thing when they had like Doris here in town when her husband died, Doris
Right.
Matsui. When her husband died, she took over, but she was very involved.
Right.
It's not like, "Oh, hey, you want this job? Your husband died." No, this was like you've been involved along with your husband for years and years and years. So that was fine. But a sister that we've never even heard of?
Right. And she's just there to honor her well, sister.
Yeah.
Her
Okay. So Mitch McConnell, rest in peace. Academy Award winning Irish actress Brenda Fricker. She died peacefully in her home in Dublin at the age of 81 after a period of illness. Fricker made history as the first Irish woman to win an Academy Award, taking home the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress. In the poignant for her poignant performance as the mother of Daniel Day-Lewis in the 1989 classic My Left Foot. Audiences also remember her as the pigeon lady in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. But if you have any idea of this woman's range of performances, it's not just these two. So, she was around for a long time. No, you gave me, the next one, Hal Williams, you gave me the thing right above it. That's what you gave me. Yeah. So if you give me nothing, then that's all I can put up. But you did write it later, so thank you. Veteran character actor Hal Williams from 227, Sanford and Son, and everything from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I'm sorry, the man was everywhere. He died at the age of 91. So
He was
at
pretty
least,
cool.
I mean, it was, there's a few in there, but it's not like last week's was just insane. Yeah, so. Okay, my week. Okay, so MasterChef finally showed back up after not being on for like a month. I don't know what's going on there. I mean, the whole thing about the Ramsay shit is that he plays it during the off season, so it fills in for instead of having to watch reruns of high potential and things like that, we get new product. And so it's just so irritating. Let's see, RuPaul's Drag Race, we finished the All Stars, and Crystal Method ended up winning. And Crystal's interesting because she's, I mean, very much a clown kind of comic. The same as Jimbo, same as Bianca, but her costumes that she came up with, and she makes, I believe she makes most of her costumes fantastic, and with these things, I don't care who wins and who doesn't. I'm just enjoying the ride. And every one of those drag queens that gets back on the air and appeals to a new generation of people. So I'm always happy to, that's what I like about the All Stars is that, I mean, they had people that had not been on for years, like decades. So that's really nice to get them out there. We are on the last few episodes of The Marvelous Miss Maisel over on Prime, and I looked it up. I mean, I knew that she, Mrs. Maisel, was based on Joan Rivers, but I was looking to see who the other characters were. So they have, Gordon Ford was actually Johnny Carson. They still had Jack Parr; he was still there. They still had Lenny and Bruce. The character that Sue Sylvester played. No, that's not her name. But she was a combo of Toni Fields and who's it? Oh, Phyllis Diller. So it was kind of interesting to see how they did it. Sue Mangers, it was actually the character that Alex Borstein plays, Susie. It was it's kind of interesting to see how they kind of developed everything. It's a wonderful show. You've never seen it, have you?
I think I saw about 5 minutes of it.
God, such a good show. So well written, so well acted. And it's what I like is it takes a slice of life. It starts in 1959, and then it goes to, I think we go up to 81 or something by the end of the series. But what I loved about it was it showed just how hard it was for a female comic in the 1960s. Just crazy hard because everyone goes, "Oh, are you a singer?" No, she goes, "I'm a comedian." They go, "No, you should be a singer." It's like, okay, well, I'm not. So it was a great show. Anyway, I'm going to miss that. Let's see, Big Brother this week, they got rid of that terrible girl. I don't even remember her name. I think it was Riley, and she's constantly going, "Oh, I'm just so cool. I'm a bartender, and I have lots of cool friends." And I'm just like, "I hope you are out first week." And she was, so I was happy about that. And Angela is about ready. It was funny last night's episode, Sunday night episode. right at the very end, Angela goes, "Oh, well, I've got something to say about that." And then Jason, who is actually Selena S. Titties, pissed off Angela, and now she, the two of them, are going to go after it. And it goes, and so they have the sound down, and they go, "Join us on Wednesday so you can hear the whole conversation between Jason and Angela." And everyone's like, all the people sitting around the table are like, "Oh my God, I can't believe they just said that." Oh, how it was so funny. So I'm looking forward to Wednesday's episode. Project Runway, we got rid of the first week. We had a bunch of people who got voted off, and one of those, well, two of those were past drag queen winners, not winners, but people from RuPaul's Drag Race, and so that was really surprising to see them go so quickly. I'm still watching Elle over on Prime, and it's cute. It's cute. At one point, they did something. Elle did something to figure out what was going on about some money that was being taken from the school. And so someone goes, "You know, Elle, you did a really great job. Have you ever thought about being a lawyer?" So it was just, they're having fun with it.
Good.
I did want to mention that Cats, the Jellicle Ball, will be closing in August. That's early. It was supposed to go till January. But I don't know if it's too gay because it's based on the old balls that was with the drag queens of the 90s, and which was mostly black and Latino actually. A lot of that was so I don't know if it was too out of touch with the public, or it's too gay, or maybe it just doesn't need to be on Broadway. Maybe it's an off-Broadway show, like Little Shop of Horrors. Never did well on Broadway, but off-Broadway, it's been running for years. So who knows? Let's see. We watched two movies this week. The Long Walk. Now, have you seen that over on? Remember, that's the Stephen King about 50 boys who are walking, taking a long walk across, I don't know where they were, but it's just this flat, horrible, hot. Basically, what happens is 50 guys come in. By the end of the, all are dead except for one. So it's, they're killing these kids, and it was horrible. It was horrible to watch.
That sounds really familiar, but
It was just, I mean, when you see the first couple of them get killed, and it's like, if you can't, you've got to keep up a certain pace. Otherwise, if you fall behind, they'll kill you, and they move on. And now we have 49, or we have 48, and so we're following. We follow about five or six of the boys that are doing this walk. And of course, if you get to the end of the walk, you'll have these great riches. It's kind of like Running Man, another Stephen King. So, but I could tell you, knowing you, you would hate this movie. And
Sounds like it.
even though it's well made, it's I'm sorry I watched it. It's just, it was horrible, and it was cruel, and it was not necessary. Oh, also, The Mummy over on HBO. This is a new mummy. So-and-so's The Mummy, who cares? I hate when directors put their name above a title. Like, oh, wow, I'm going to go see it now, and it's them. If it's not Pixar, I don't want to see a name before it, okay? And this one was about a demon that was put in the ground, and basically it got loose, and then it traveled between families, and the families would kill, it would get one of the person in the family would get it, and then they would start murdering the rest of the family. And so, terrible movie. Terrible movie. Actually,
I almost watched that, so
it was
I'm
kind of
probably
well made, but
gonna.
it's like, I just Movies suck. Yeah, I'm really more into the TV. TV's much better. So anyway, that's it for me. I got a cold, which
Oh.
I'm not happy about.
No.
And it was like, if I lay down, then my nose just stuffs. If I sit up, my nose drains. So if you see snot running out of my nose, if you're watching us on YouTube, which if you are, leave a like and subscribe and let us know that you saw. Oh, wait, just went. Okay. That
Okay.
you saw snot coming out of my nose. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, for me this week, I actually did get to watch a number of things, but we'll start out with I ended up with 2 days of board training for the board that I'm on. And yeah, Tom's laughing. However, okay, so they did the invite wrong. So the first day I get an Uber, which gives me so much anxiety to do, but I ended up doing the whole freaking Uber thing,
Right.
got there, and was helping set up, and everybody was arriving. And that's when we found out that the coordinators had the invite thing wrong and were the first day, the day that we were there, was their travel day. So they weren't even in the state, basically. So, yeah. So we all went back home, and yeah, that was annoying. The second day, my neighbor, who I had bumped into when I got home, thankfully was sweet enough to give me a ride over there since he was heading into work early anyway. So that helped. And then the training was actually very nice. They had the trainers were very good, very knowledgeable. Very fun to work with for the most part, but you know me, having to do that and then having responsibilities at home that I can't be home for and everything, it was a lot of anxiety. And having to do it 2 days in a row, second day I was actually not going to go in, but ended up having one of the staff members call me and say, "Hey, I can give you a ride if you want to come in." And then I figured, you know what, I just better do it and do it. Well, on the second day, we did an exercise called the boat. Have you ever done this lovely team building shit?
I don't know.
So, okay, so it's basically a boat. So you and your people who are selecting, there were five of us. So we're all saved. We're all going to be in a boat. It's all good. But there's only one other boat, and it has eight slots, and we have 15 people to choose from based only on the identifiers that they give us, which are things like Catholic priest, teacher who is a witch, and different things like that. And one of them, of course, was the 360-pound person. So guess who, of course, got left behind? A number of people. Basically, all the people that were religious or political got left behind, and I was all good with that. Except, of course, the 360-pound person got left behind, even though I advocated for what the fuck are you thinking? Anyway, so, and then when the question came up about why, because they specifically pulled that one, said they're always curious why that person got left behind, especially when they have a big ass person like me sitting right there. And one of the board members answered, "Well, it's just that, we're worried about that there would be a shortage of resources, and there wouldn't be enough for them." And I looked at them. I'm like, "Well, obviously, there's going to be rationing. It's not like, they're going to have double just because they're overweight. And you don't know that the rest of the people that you picked are all 400 pounds or 450 pounds." And he's just like, "Oh, I never thought of that." I'm like, I just was like, I just wanted to say, you know what? You're a dick.
Well,
You're a dick.
that's because they think that you have to keep up your eating weight.
Right. It's like, what the fuck? And it was just like no break. And the rest of them, though, I agreed with. I mean, they cut out the politics, they cut out the religion stuff. The teacher that was a witch made it because she's a te she he was a teacher, so knowledge. So it was very interesting choices, but yeah, there was some stuff that was just like, girl, please. Anyway, so it's done. Actually took a day and a half to recover from having to do that bullshit. But okay, so that's done. Just to note that Big Eden from a Matinee Minutia episode, it is out. And then I finished up Monarch Legacy of Monsters season 2. Tom had mentioned that the last couple episodes are really good. You're right. They finally got some really good action going on.
Finally, you know what
Yeah.
pissed me off? The Pod of Whales episode. That pissed me off. That's where they're going, oh my God, it's coming towards the, oh my, oh, it's
Oh
just,
yeah,
it's
okay.
like,
Yeah.
okay, the fucking waste of my time.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And then okay, so I've also been watching Doctor Who. I'm in the Matt Smith, the Amy years. I did get to see the one episode that I really like of the Matt Smith years. And then it was over and we were back to the Ain't whiny Amy stuff. So everything's about Amy. She's the girl who waited.
Oh, by the way,
Yes.
are you happy that you're not going to get the explosive diarrhea?
Well, I'm hoping I don't. Why?
Well, I mean, vegetables, fruits, and Taco Bell. These are things that are going to enter my life right now. So, I
Well,
mean,
it's mainly.
I did have watermelon, so.
That's good. Well, a lot of it is the lettuce, from what I understand,
Right.
and it's mostly fast food lettuce. So, actually,
But
my
okay,
mom.
let me ask you this. Since when was it that you had Taco Bell and didn't expect explosive diarrhea anyway?
I don't eat Taco Bell,
Well,
so
that's because you get explosive diarrhea. Everyone knows that. I mean,
Oh.
it's like, oh yeah, I really had some good tacos and a burrito over at Taco Bell, but then I spent all night in the toilet. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
That's
well,
Taco Bell.
and they're all like half the size that they used to be. I mean,
Oh yeah.
they shrunk all of it, and yet it's twice as much. So, ugh, anyway.
And you're still not getting anything.
Nope.
Okay, what is the meat they use on the tacos at Jack in the Box?
I don't know, horse.
I don't think it's even meat.
No, probably not.
I think it's some kind of protein goo
What,
that
algae?
Makes it look like it's ground beef or beans or something. I don't know. It's
Could be
just, yeah.
impossible meat. No.
Oh, you're please, they're not going to use that stuff. It's too expensive.
Yeah, well, not if you don't know what it is, I guess.
Oh, it's scary.
Anyway, all right. Well, then I did watch the After Hours, which is a Twilight Zone episode that we'll be discussing on the next Matinee Minutia. And it was really good. I mean, I had, of course, it's Twilight Zone, and most of the stuff that you finish watching it, you're either like, that was fucking creepy, or that was really good. And so
Now, which you
this
just
was the
watched?
mannequin episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now,
So,
is this the mannequin episode from the 60s or the mannequin
yes,
episode from the 80s?
60s.
Okay.
This is the original. Yeah.
All right.
So, very fun. I don't want to give away too much because we'll be talking about it on the other show, but yeah.
Well, it has been out for 60 years, so I think you're okay.
That's kind of true, huh?
Yeah,
Yeah.
spoiler alert doesn't affect after 5 decades, it's
Yeah.
you can't spoil.
But it was good. I was really surprised to see how many, when I was doing the research for the cast, how many iconic movies and shows that these people had been in. And especially one of them, the guy that was in it, he was just in everything. Like I don't think there was a show from the 60s, 70s, and early 80s that he wasn't in at some point.
Oh yeah. Well, what I think is really interesting is that Billy Mummy was in, he's in one of my favorites. It was the, I think
Cornfield.
it's, yeah, but it's, I think it's called like There's No Place Like Home, something like that. And you know, him wishing all the people out into the cornfield and how terrifying that was. And how, but it's like, it's so reminds me of Trump because he's always, you know, it's always like, I think we should do this. Oh yeah, we should do that. That's a really good idea. You have the best ideas. Here's a FIFA. Here's a FIFA Peace Award. Thank you.
Yeah, we created it just for you.
Jesus, it was scary.
Yeah. All right. So yes, we watched that. And okay, then I've been back trying to finish up my Jason Statham films. I've only got a few left. I watched Cellular, which was from, I don't know, the early 2000s or something. It's had Kim Basinger in it as well as Chris Evans, and it was one of his earlier films, and he looked really good in it. But it's basically about Kim Basinger and her son get kidnapped, and she's calling from a broken phone in an attic in a house where she doesn't know. And he and so Chris Evans' cell phone, early cell phone, is the only one that she could actually get somebody to pick up. And so he has to basically try to figure out where she is and stop her.
Wait, were they kidnapped or were
He'll,
they
yeah.
taken?
No, well, no, they were kidnapped and
Taken.
knocked up in an alley. Yeah, taken, kidnapped,
Well, no, it's everybody that gets
strangled.
kidnapped in the since the 80s is taken now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, it was a really good film. Statham played a really evil guy and got
But
what he
he was the
deserved.
bad guy?
Oh yeah. Well, in his earlier films, he was usually the bad guy or the thug, and then he got so good at the fighting and stuff that they switched it around and turned him
No,
into
he
a
got so good
hero.
with the shirt off is what happened.
Oh, that's a good one too. Unfortunately, he didn't have his shirt off in this one, but Chris Evans did, and Chris Evans
Boo. Chris
had all
Evans,
his fur
boo.
and his hair and his yumminess.
Oh,
So
so he
yeah.
wasn't all sheared down like he
Oh
normally is?
no, not at all. So anyway, but yeah, good film, Cellular. And then I watched all the Godzilla King Kong, the newer set from the 2010s, the not the zero ones and stuff, but the big, King Godzilla versus Kong and all that. There's four of them, and the only one that I didn't watch was Kong Skull Island. I'm not a big King Kong fan.
Oh no, that is an excellent movie.
It and I'm not
No,
saying
no.
it's not. I did
Oh.
watch it and I remember it being decent, but I just didn't feel like watching it again. I'm not.
Yeah, I remember we went to review it and it was
Yeah.
like we were taken by surprise how good it was.
Well, maybe I'll throw it in there because I do own them now because they were on like a super sale on Fandango. So
I'm
I was like,
sorry.
okay, whatever. Anyway, but I love Godzilla films. So it was very fun and I could shut my mind off after all that training. Then I watched The Rampage with The Rock, which is, the three monsters who get DNA changed, and there's a wolf and a big gorilla and a crocodile, and they all go to Chicago to basically destroy the whole freaking city, and The Rock has to save them.
Well,
So
originally
yeah,
they were just going to go to see
Wizard.
Obama's new library.
Yeah, well, hey, that
That
would be worth it,
I mean,
but
that's why they were going, and then
yeah.
everyone had a fit, and then you know the
Yeah,
rest.
and Trump said make them big and scary. It's a fun film. I know I watched it before, but I didn't remember hardly any of it. But it was good. And then I tried to watch a disaster flick on Prime called 20.0 Megaquake, and I turned it off after like 15, 20 minutes. The effects were so bad and cheesy, and then their whole thing was we have William Baldwin in it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, that's not a sell. Then I watched a movie called Dark Web Cicada 3301.
Oh, that sounds
And
good.
no, oh my gosh, no. Although I will say that they actually did, quality wise, it was good, and the lead actor was super hot. But oh, and there was a black actor in it, and I don't know his name. I swear I thought he was gay. There was one point where he had a guy sitting on his lap, and the next thing I know, he's trying to get with a girl. So I don't know what that was about. They didn't clarify,
Girl,
so
it's
who
called
knows
bisexuality.
anymore. But it was just one of those films where it's like you kind of half like it, but then you're like, did I just waste some time of my life that I can't get back? So
Well,
I
let's
don't
face it,
know.
if you're watching movies on Prime, yes is the answer.
Lately, I swear you're right that the Prime movies are just like, what the fuck? Anyway, then I watched Exodus: Gods and Kings. It's with Christian Bale from 2014. It was the whole Moses retold story. And then I had commercials in it too, and let me tell you, between the commercials and just the story, who cares? Good production value, not a good movie for me. And then I watched this Swedish movie on Cinemax. I got a 1 week free trial of
Wait,
Cinemax.
Cinemax?
I know, right? But
Wait, what's
you can
Cinemax?
redo. Well, it's a thing that used to, like HBO Max.
Well, yeah,
Well,
that's what
this is
the
still
Max
just
was supposed to be.
right. That's what I thought too. But no, this is just Cinemax, and it's you can get it through Roku, and you can get a week trial. So I canceled it very quickly. But I watched this movie called Aniara from 2018. It's a Swedish film based on the 1956 poem by Harry Martinson. And the thing was dubbed, so I actually had to pay attention and watch it so I knew what the heck was going on. But anyway, the movie's basically in a dystopian future. The Earth is ruined by climate change, and there's a bunch of passengers on a gigantic commercial spaceship meant to transport them to a new colony on Mars in just 3 weeks. But of course, it gets hit by something, the engines get knocked out, it goes off course and just goes off into space, and we follow it for the next 10 years as it goes to hell, then 20 years, and then it ends in the year 3 million when it actually hits another planet. So if you want it, part of me wants to tell you, if you're a sci-fi fan, you might actually get something out of it. I don't know if you'll enjoy it, but you'll get something out of it. But if you're not, just don't. Just don't. And then finally, the last thing I'll tell you about is an upper. It is the new Little House on the Prairie on Netflix. I watched 4 episodes of it, and I like it a lot. I was like, why are you doing this? Why do you have to? I don't. And then I started watching it, and it's really good.
Now, are the parents dicks?
No,
Because
the parents are wonderful. Now they do, like, there are some things like the kids, some of the kids' behavior, you're like, not in that time, you would have your ass whipped if you'd be said something like that or behaved something like that. So there are some things that they've kind of modernized. They have a black doctor. Their closest neighbors are westernized Native Americans. There's a brothel. It's just there's some things that are definitely updated, but it still has all the goodness of the Little House stuff. But it's just really good. I think even you would like it, because I know those type of shows aren't necessarily your thing, but I think that you'd probably like it. And of course, Dad is an Australian actor in his late 30s. Beautiful hairy chest, nice rough tumble guy. It's really
Well, sounds like I'm gonna have to give that one a try.
good. I think you should. And I was within 15 minutes of the first episode, I was like, okay, I'm in.
Well, I was watching something on YouTube about how the parents were supposed to be assholes in real life.
No,
No,
well, I don't in real life.
in real life, yeah.
Okay, well, so if you're talking about the real Ingalls family, I don't think they were assholes, but they were definitely the parents of their time. I mean, they were strict. I mean, you had everything was a sin. You had to, kids weren't supposed to talk. You whipped your kids with, the whole thing. So I don't think they were assholes. I think they were exactly the parents who they should have been at the time, but they were still talked about very lovingly. So,
Well, to quote Seeley, beat 'em.
well, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, it's a good show. All right, let's move on to Love It or Hate It. You ready for this one?
No.
Movie theater previews that last forever.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with movie theater previews that go on a while. What I'm tired of is the commercials and the redundant commercials. If I see the same damn commercial 4 or 5 times before a movie starts, then I start to get annoyed.
No, I hate them. I hate them going on too long. And now, of course, you know what the trailers are used for, right?
Advertising.
Yes and no. They're also used
Pee breaks.
to break up the times that the movies let out.
Okay, yeah.
So because when you would when I would set movie times. Back in the day, you would, it's like, you would do like, okay, if you had a 2-hour movie, you knew you were only going to get 4, maybe 5 showings out of it. If it was over 2 hours, 4. And if it was under like 90 minutes, you could get 6. So you have to stage the not just the time. They can all go in at the same time. I mean, you kill your snack bar, but they can all go in at the same time. But letting them out, getting in and cleaning up after the crowds before the next crowds come in, it's insane. You know what's really insane? I was looking at the times for Odyssey. Not that I'm going to go
Oh,
see it,
yeah.
but it's like 3 hours long. So they actually start at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
I know. When did 8 o'clock? Who goes to the fucking movies at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Right.
And because I was telling you last week that there was only one showing of Masters of the Universe, and it was 8:10 a.m. So
Wow.
I know. But then they Odyssey had 3 showings at 11:30. PM. So
Oh, hell no.
that means that the movie with trailers probably won't get out until 3 o'clock
Yeah.
a.m. So
No, thank
you got people at the these movie the I mean, and they had 3 showings, three showings of the Odyssey at 11:39. So
Wow.
yeah, that means that they closed because let's say the show it's probably a little after 3 o'clock with all the previews, unless they cut the previews off the last show, which I doubt they will because it's advertisement.
Yeah.
And so you've got a doorman who gets out of there, probably a doorman and an assistant manager, gets out at 3:30 in the morning, and then they open up at 7:30. So the place, where, how are the janitors even going to get 4 hours to clean 16 theaters? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No. No, I that's
It's just,
crazy.
it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, the preview things, I get what they're there for. I just saw Moana last week. Oh, by the way, I saw Moana.
Oh.
This is a live action one. It was really good. It was really good. It's, I mean, shot for shot, the cartoon. I mean, seriously, shot for shot. But I was still, I loved the cartoon, so I was perfectly fine with it. But then the previews were all for kids movies, but not Moana kids movies, like baby kids movies, like Bluey
Oh, no, thank
and
you.
Paw Patrol, and like stuff for like kindergartners and younger. And so I'm sitting there going, where's the big Oscar nominees that are going to be coming up? Where are those previews? Well, they're not on Moana,
Oh.
so that kind of sucked. But okay, how do you like them? No, you do like them a little bit. You don't
Yeah,
like the advertisement.
I like the previews, but like I said, I like the previews. I don't like the commercials.
But what about you? How are you going to remember to get popcorn?
Well, okay, so there's the whole thing about okay, get your snacks, your popcorn delivered to you. Okay, that's whatever. To me, that's a movie thing. That's not a commercial. And they play it once. What I'm talking about is all the commercials for all the stuff that you would see on television that they play four or five, six times. Oh, and like they don't even play the, like I'm Maria Nunez from Movie Link or phone or whatever the fuck it is
Movie. I
now.
just want to kick her ass.
I know, but she doesn't, there's not even anything. It's like they do maybe one trivia thing. The rest of it is all commercials. And just she comes on and says, I'm Marie Munoz, and it's time. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back. And I'm like, there wasn't anything. There was like one trivia thing. We never met you. There was no intro for you. You
Well,
just show up and say goodbye.
right, and the problem was that because that comes on 20 minutes before the movie starts. Well,
Right.
no, that comes on 20 minutes before the other paid advertisements and the other trailers, because that movies thing
Yeah.
is 20 minutes of ads, and then we get more ads. That's the
Right.
problem. We've already seen these ads.
Yep, and there's no her, because it used to be like the intro, then a bunch of movie stuff, and nothing like that anymore.
Well, in the
It's
trivia
just her
question,
saying goodbye. Bye.
the trivia questions piss me off. Oh, what 1939 movie had Dorothy Gale going into a tornado to a mysterious land where there's a an emerald green city,
Right.
and there's a scarecrow there too. It's like,
Yeah,
why don't you just flash the name up there?
I
Who
mean,
doesn't know that? Okay, sorry.
all right. So where are we? Okay, we're at Hey Chubbs.
Oh, we're not there yet? I
Yeah.
mean, oh my God, wow, okay.
All right. So Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, why do you think English seems to have such a hard time with me talking and telling about? Okay. Hard time describing sex that's both passionate and loving without sounding either crude or cheesy. Do you think straight people use different words than gay people? And as an example, there was a post on X that says, we need a word that's more romantic than fucking, but less corny than making love, and we need it now. All right.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's almost like when I hear people go, "Oh, this is my lover." It's like, "Ew, ew."
Yeah,
What?
I never cared for that
Yeah, well, because
either.
that just means that all you do is fuck.
Yeah, whenever I hear lover, I always think of like 1930s French, something. This is my lover. Like, okay, whatever, girl.
Yeah, it's well, just do it.
Ma, do
Let's
you
do
know who
it.
this is? This is my lover.
Let's do it. That's better than fucking or making love. So do it. Yeah, we've
We
done it.
do. We do need something that sounds better than that. And yes, it's we either get the gauche or the cheesy or the crude or whatever. It's because, and I think a lot of it is because in especially English societies, sex is still, kind of taboo or negative or We don't talk about it like it's just a thing that exists. It's always, let's talk about it secretly, or,
Well, it's like that's why I always like to use boyfriend. So,
Yeah, boyfriend's good. Partner is another that
oh no,
it's like,
partner
but
sounds like you own a business together.
well, that's what we had in the 80s. We didn't have anything else. Now we have husband, and I don't see anything wrong with husband, but some people have a problem with husband or wife too, because they're just, I don't know why they have a problem with it. I think it's totally fine myself.
Oh, I love throwing it out. I love when people go, "Oh, is Sean your wife?" No, Sean's my husband.
You know what?
Well, because
Yeah.
it's a boy or girl name.
That's
So
just
immediately they
ridiculous.
look at me and they go, they
I never
go,
heard. Oh, that's
"Oh,
true. Okay.
he's got to be straight. Look how masculine he is."
Not with that hair. You can't have that much hair
Oh no. Are you
and have
kidding?
it, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
sure.
Anyway. Okay, let's see. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, the term male lesbian has been thrown around a few times as an identity lately, and some people don't like it. Who gets to define identity labels? The people who use them, the broader community, or history? And I had to read this article and look up some stuff because I have never heard that term before myself.
Well, that used to be a joke. A male lesbian was some guy that was so pussy hungry that he was. It's like he was a male lesbian, and it was a joke. It was kind of a
Sorry,
joke
Captain.
term. But I'm sorry, this new thing, it's just because it's a straight guy that likes. It's not like he likes goes after bull dykey kind of girls. It just means he likes women. That's bullshit.
I, after reading the article, it can also just be something that is used by trans men or trans men or trans
Oh,
masculine
that's
men
fine. That's
to
fine.
describe that they prefer having relationships with women, lesbians rather than straight
Yeah,
women
I'm
or.
sorry. This came across to me as more of a straight guy who likes chicks, and so he's a male lesbian, and that
Right. And
makes no sense.
that's the thing that I think a lot of people are having trouble with, is because they're not seeing that for some people there is a deeper reason for it. We're just seeing straight guys saying shit, and it
It's
throws off the fact that there is reasons for that that some people identify with in a deeper level in our community, rather than just being some dick saying shit.
well, it sounds just like a bro podcast bullshit thing that they're
Exactly. It does sound like that.
and you know if and you know like you said, for somebody who's trans, like a female to male, who is attracted to lesbians, that's fine. That makes sense. But if it's just, Joe Rogan, "I like chicks, so I must be a lesbian." Okay, you're an idiot. No, you're not a lesbian, you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, you remember that old joke about the daughter who came out and then the father started crying, saying, "I think I'm a lesbian too." Like, shut up. Anyway, I don't think anybody needs to be the label police, but I think we need to have respect for the people who really need to be able to have that
Well,
label
no,
correctly.
that's like saying, "Oh, I'm handicapped. Why are you handicapped?" "Because I'm unhappy with my life, so I'm handicapped." And it's like, "No, you're not. Stop
Okay.
it.
First off,
Take off 6 months. You're just depressed."
you're disabled. You are not handicapped.
No, but that's what people will do. That's what I'm talking about. It's bullshit.
I hear you. Okay, let's move on
Move
from
on.
discussion. All right, thank you, Timothy, for that. One more. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, given the recent outbreak of the diarrheal illness caused by the microscopic parasite that Tom likes to talk about, with the foodborne outbreak spreads across multiple states, who should bear the greatest responsibility? The farm, the distributor, the restaurant? Government regulators or consumers who assume fresh produce is safe. And I
RF
think
Kennedy.
a little bit goes with all of them, but yes, I
No,
would
no,
say
no. No,
no,
they
let
cut
me
down.
finish. We're not at the Congress here. I would say, but I agree with you that that is where the buck final part lies. He's not doing his job. That department's not doing his job. It's gutted. Fuck them. They bear the bulk of the responsibility. That's what I gotta say. All right, I relinquish my time. What would you like to add?
Well, that's what I was trying to say before you've shut me down.
I just was getting my. I thought you were done and just
Oh, I wasn't done. I
giving.
was in the middle of a conversation.
Well,
I
we had
hadn't
the
even
wonderful
finished my
conversation and we
sentence.
found out that we agree. We are now bipartisan on that.
We're
So,
not bipartisan.
no,
Because
I'm
we're not
sorry,
on.
we're bi-lesbian.
No, we're not. No, that's. What is wrong with you? Bipartisan means we're not on the same team, which we
No.
are.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true. All right. Well, let's move on from that. Timothy, great questions. Very thought-provoking, especially the lesbian one. So, what's in your lunchbox? Well, Mr. Moose wrote in and he said, not a great picture. White food on a white plate. You know, sometimes you gotta go there. Oh well. Wanted to cook something simple for dinner, breaded, thinly pounded chicken. Ooh. Browned in a bit of oil, olive oil. Didn't cook it though. Seasoned with a lot of fresh garlic and a little onion. Wait a minute. Didn't cook it through. Okay. Sorry. Not though, through. Made a gravy with roux, chicken stock, half and half for richness, dry white wine, poured gravy over the chicken, covered the pan, and placed it in a 250 degree oven for 2 hours.
Two
So,
hours.
I know, well,
Wow.
250 degrees, so tender I could cut the chicken with my fork. Served it over mashed potatoes. I think that sounds wonderful. I
I
could
know
also
it sounds
taste
wonderful, but if he just cooked it a little longer and then threw the gravy on top and with the mashed potatoes, he could have eaten 2 hours earlier.
it. Well, we each have our own way, but yeah. All right. Hey,
It does look good, though.
that is what's in our lunchbox. Thank you so much, Mr. Moose. And you
Hey,
can check.
where can people see that picture?
Well, you can check it out over at our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. And you can email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com.
You mean like Timothy's questions or Moose's
Yes.
pictures? Those
Well,
things?
Timothy uses Facebook, so.
Okay.
But yes,
Must you? Must you?
anything else, of course, you can send us to that email address. And you can find my other projects and books at justkisstheguy.com. And of course,
If you're watching us on YouTube,
yes.
leave a like and subscribe and tell us it's you.
Yes. And Tom wants to know where you're from because he likes to know that type of thing. So,
From.
yeah, you always ask to say where you're watching from.
I
Like
do.
what state?
I just say, tell us it's you.
Oh,
That's who you are, not what state you're in. But if you
well,
want to tell us what state you're in, that's fine too. Of
I'm in a
course.
state of denial myself.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will catch you in a few days. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.